You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Let's get into this deep dive. We're talking about trusting God in life seasons. Today, we're focusing on when life feels unfair. Now, there are moments when God's timing feels unjust. Let's just be honest about that, right? You watch others move forward while you remain stuck in the same place. You pray, but nothing shifts. These seasons test not just your patience, but even your theology. Is God good when life is not? Is he present when progress is absent? Trusting divine timing requires honesty about disappointment and a willingness to stay in relationship even when the answers are slow. So let's be realistic about it. Let's get into the conversation. Pastor Balapi joins us once again on the line. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning once again, and welcome, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us once again, Pastor. Let's start with a word of prayer, if you would please pray for us.
Sure. Father God, once again, an opportunity is ours to allow you to interject our activities of the day by considering your word as we share these thoughts this morning. We pray, dear Lord, that your spirit broaden our understanding and scope, and that we may appreciate your supremacy in our lives. Help us, Lord, that we appreciate that time is subject to you and you are not subject to time. Bless us now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my pastor, let's speak about different ways that we might feel overlooked or delayed and how that might shape our view of God. Maybe if you want to share your own personal experiences or something that you've observed or that people have shared, different ways that we can end up feeling overlooked because we've been praying over something and it seems like, I was saying to the listeners earlier, it seems like the answer is coming, but it's being delivered at the wrong address. We see it getting delivered next door. We see our prayers getting answered over there, that side, but nothing is coming this way. How does that shape our view of God?
Yes, it influences us in many ways to look at God from different perspectives. Of course, sometimes assuming that, okay, I don't get the answer for my request because I'm more sinful than others, or I'm more guilty of many wrongdoings than others. Mm. Sometimes it brings a feeling to us that no, I'm not getting an answer simply because I've done something wrong. Mm. But honestly, we need to appreciate that the Bible has a way of guiding us. The Bible has a way of telling us, like we read yesterday in Isaiah 55. The Bible has a way of reminding us that no, God's thoughts are not ours, are not our thoughts. And so God determines what must come to someone, to you, Bongi, or to somebody else, to Pastor Balapi, at their specific time, not at the same time. Mm. And so it simply suggests and says to us here, God's timing is not subject to us. In other words, when God is still blessing others, or God is doing some good things to other people, we shouldn't feel like, okay, God is wasting, he's ignoring us, he's slow in acting regarding our own request. It's simply because at the right time, God will exercise his justice.
Yes, yes. Sure. And what does it mean to trust God without demanding those immediate results?
Yes, this would simply mean that I tend to recognize God as and acknowledge him as the supreme being, mm-hmm, over my life affairs. Now, in other words, you see, when I look at these things happening around my life and my friends seem to be successful and doing some great things, and I seem to be lagging behind one way or the other, it simply says to me, look, because I'm a creature of God, because I'm created by this God, it is this God who knows what I need at what time. Mm. And so I simply need to allow him to continue to reign supreme, to continue exercise his authority over my life, simply because, by the way, I don't have any option that I would classify as a better option to me than what God himself can do for me. Mm. So As a result, I simply surrender my life to him and say, okay, at your command, Lord, that which I need will be provided because you will find it right to be provided at that time. Yes.
And we really have to trust God in that, understanding that he knows what's best for us even better than we do. He knows what will bring us joy better than we do.
True.
I think sometimes we have this idea that he doesn't understand, though. Like, even for us as Christians who claim to believe in him, we claim to love him, we sing that he loves us. But I think sometimes we feel like, no, but he's not being reasonable also. I think God doesn't understand the pain that I'm going through while I'm waiting for him to come through. Because why is he allowing this? What would you say to that person who's feeling like, no, God is not understanding, because he's God. He doesn't have to go through what we're going through. He can just snap his fingers and have no problems for himself. I don't have that option. So is it reasonable to assume that God doesn't quite understand because he's God and we're just human beings?
You know the use of language also is interesting here. Mm-hmm. You know, we are human beings. As human beings, as we face challenges and predicaments of life, we are likely to quickly jump to the other side of the coin where we can look and say, no, God is not careful. God is not caring about me. God is not really cautious about my life. That is exactly what human beings can do.
Mm.
But we are simply saying, even at that point, even at that particular point where you really feel like God has really taken a leave and has left me alone to struggle, I can remind such a friend in life, no, when you think God has abandoned you, that is the time when God is actually busy preparing that which you need more than that which you want.
Hey, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
More than that which you want. Mm. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
And another thing that comes up, Muruti, while we're waiting for our blessing, we're waiting for this thing that we've prayed for, and we're seeing other people progressing in life, we're watching other people succeeding, they're getting what they prayed for. Sometimes, even more painful, I'm the one who even prayed for you, and I see that prayer getting answered. But the prayer I prayed for myself is not getting answered just yet. Then you start feeling envious, you start comparing. How do you process those feelings of envy and comparison when others seem to be moving faster than you?
Yes, it happens often. But however, there's just a little admonition from the Word that probably I could share with you on that one. On chapter 9, verse 11 of the book of Ecclesiastes. By paraphrasing the text, simply says here, the race is not for the swift, and the wealth is not for those that are. Okay, let me just find the text here quickly and read it clearly in our hearing.
Okay,
it says here, I have returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to a man of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill.
Mm.
But time and chance happen to them all.
Mm.
So basically this text is saying to us here, when you sit somewhere there and watch the drama of life, things moving very swiftly, everyone getting their share, and they go, and you seem to be left there alone. This text is reminding us, or the verse here is reminding us, no, your own chance is yet to come. Now, it's yet to come. Like I said, it is God who determines the events of time. The events of time, they do not determine what God must do. No. God is the one who determines. And so it says here, as you see the drama of life moving back and forth, rushing to and fro like that, and as if you are missing your own opportunity, your chance is yet to come.
Amen. Amen. And what truths about God remain steady even when our circumstances are not steady?
Yes. I think one obvious thing about God, about the truth about God, is that God remains unchanged. Mm. He does not change in life, no matter what happens. Even if the world, even if the heavens were to collapse right now, mm. the Creator God will still remain the Creator of the universe.
Amen.
No matter what happens in this life, no matter how painful that can be, no matter how joyful you can be, and you forget that there is God in life, even when you forget that there is God in life, God still remains unchanged God.
Mm, mm.
So as we face issues of this life, nothing that changes God in any way, God remains God throughout. Even when the world will turn against God and faces the other direction, you know, God will still remain God, the Creator of the universe.
Mm, mm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And how do we hold yes. space for grief and disappointment, you know, those difficult parts of the Christian journey, together with trust at the same time?
Yes. You know, my friend, one element that is important for us is to appreciate our humanness.
Mm.
Is to appreciate that we are human beings. And so, if we can acknowledge that, if we can get that clear in our minds that, okay, we are human. Because we are human, it simply means we are limited in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me also to say we to some extent, we are helpless in many ways. In other words, when you look at those things that seem to be beyond us, we are not able to control them, we are not able to do anything with them, that simply says to you and to me, we are helpless. We need to lean on Him who can offer the help that we need to us. And so where we come to a point where we find that, okay, there's a struggle here for trusting, and then we are grieving at the same time, I'm saying to you, like I said, even at that point of sharp grief in your life, mm. remember, there's nothing you can do yourself.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing that you can do for yourself except to rely on Him who is the authority of your life, of my life. If I do so, then I'll be able to manage my grief, because I trust in Him who is able.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Yeah.
We will be connecting again tomorrow, same time, same place, as we continue this conversation. Thank you for your time. God bless.
Oh, sure.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.